With Isabel gone, it was felt in the village that something should be done for the children. They were 13. It was not an age to be left unattended. They needed a woman's influence. Should they not be sent to school somewhere, though what school would accept children such as these? When a school was found to be out of the question, it was decided that a governess should be employed. A governess was found. Her name was Hester. Hester Barrow. It was not a pretty name, but then she was not a pretty girl. Dr. Maudsley organized it all. Charlie, locked in his grief, was scarcely aware of what was going on, and John the Dig and the Misses, mere servants in the house, were not consulted. The doctor approached Mr. Lowe, the family solicitor, and between the two of them, and with a hand from the bank manager, all the arrangements were made. Then it was done. Helpless, passive, we all shared in the anticipation, each with our particular mix of emotion. The missus was divided. She felt an instinctive suspicion of this stranger who was to come into her domain, and she also felt hope. Hope that the new arrival would instill a sense of discipline in the children and restore manners and sanity to the house. John the Dig's feelings were less divided, were in fact entirely hostile. He would not be drawn into the missus's long wonderings about how things would be, and refused by stony silence to encourage the optimism that was ready to take root in her heart. In our separate ways, we all felt daunted, all except Charlie, that is. Locked away and out of sight, his presence was nonetheless made known by the thundering and clattering that shook the house from time to time. In his vigil for Isabel, the man had no notion of day or time, and the arrival of a governess meant nothing to him.